you'll hear five teenagers talking about a special celebration they remember. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H, the opinion each speaker expresses. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
We always have a big family celebration at New Year. It's usually fun, but the time I remember most was the year I turned 12. I'd had to spend all day helping my mum prepare food for the meal, lots of different salads and a huge cake. I was a bit fed up about that, as while we were cooking, Mum insisted on listening to the sort of music she likes, rather than to anything modern. Anyway, it was okay once guests started arriving. One of my cousins brought along a new friend of hers, and she and I now spend most of our free time together. I'd never have imagined that then, though. She annoyed me by not liking the cake I'd made.
Speaker 2.
The celebration that stands out most in my memory was my great-grandfather's 90th birthday. The whole family got together and there were aunts and uncles and other relatives from five different continents. We'd invited his favourite singer to come along and perform for him before dinner. Unfortunately, though, her train was very delayed and she didn't arrive till late in the evening. But we had an informal sing-song instead, and I'm sure he really enjoyed that. And she did sing for him too, and gave him a signed copy of her latest album as a memento of his special day. Oh, it was a fantastic occasion, and certainly one that I'll never forget.
Speaker 3.
We had a big celebration at school last Saturday. It was to mark 150 years since the school was founded. There were all sorts of events planned, finishing with a concert in the evening. We'd been getting ready for it for ages, and in some ways that was the best bit of it all. We found out loads about the history of the school and about what had happened to previous pupils. One or two have actually become quite famous or important people. My class was responsible for the concert, and there was an awful lot we had to remember to do. Inevitably, one or two things got forgotten, but nothing too crucial, fortunately.
Speaker 4.
Our town has a special celebration on the 6th of February every year. It's an important date in the town's history, but I'm ashamed to say that I forget exactly what happened and why it's so important. Anyway, it's always a fun day. Last year, I went along with lots of my cousins who I don't see very often, and that's what made it particularly special. There was a parade in the evening, with people dressed up in all sorts of weird and wonderful costumes, and loads of good music and stalls selling typical foods of our region. It was a really good day.
Speaker 5.
I've got a twin brother, and last year we became teenagers, so my parents planned a big party to celebrate, and everything went just as smoothly as they'd hoped. Lots of family and friends came along. We'd been looking forward to it so much that I was afraid it'd turn out to be a bit of a letdown, but it wasn't at all. An awesome local band played, and we all danced. One of them left his pen behind, and I've hung on to it. Whenever I use it, I think about the great time we had. I guess we'll have to wait till we're 18 for another celebration like that.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
We always have a big family celebration at New Year. It's usually fun, but the time I remember most was the year I turned 12. I'd had to spend all day helping my mum prepare food for the meal, lots of different salads and a huge cake. I was a bit fed up about that, as while we were cooking, Mum insisted on listening to the sort of music she likes, rather than to anything modern. Anyway, it was okay once guests started arriving. One of my cousins brought along a new friend of hers, and she and I now spend most of our free time together. I'd never have imagined that then, though. She annoyed me by not liking the cake I'd made.
Speaker 2.
The celebration that stands out most in my memory was my great-grandfather's 90th birthday. The whole family got together, and there were aunts and uncles and other relatives from 5 different continents. We'd invited his favourite singer to come along and perform for him before dinner. Unfortunately, though, her train was very delayed, and she didn't arrive till late in the evening. But we had an informal sing-song instead, and I'm sure he really enjoyed that. And she did sing for him too, and gave him a signed copy of her latest album as a memento of his special day. Oh, it was a fantastic occasion, and certainly one that I'll never forget.
Speaker 3.
We had a big celebration at school last Saturday. It was to mark 150 years since the school was founded. There were all sorts of events planned, finishing with a concert in the evening. We'd been getting ready for it for ages, and in some ways that was the best bit of it all. We found out loads about the history of the school and about what had happened to previous pupils. One or two have actually become quite famous or important people. My class was responsible for the concert, and there was an awful lot we had to remember to do. Inevitably, one or two things got forgotten, but nothing too crucial, fortunately.
Speaker 4.
Our town has a special celebration on the 6th of February every year. It's an important date in the town's history, but I'm ashamed to say that I forget exactly what happened and why it's so important. Anyway, it's always a fun day. Last year, I went along with lots of my cousins who I don't see very often, and that's what made it particularly special. There was a parade in the evening, with people dressed up in all sorts of weird and wonderful costumes, and loads of good music and stalls selling typical foods of our region. It was a really good day.
Speaker 5.
I've got a twin brother, and last year we became teenagers, so my parents planned a big party to celebrate, and everything went just as smoothly as they'd hoped. Lots of family and friends came along. We'd been looking forward to it so much that I was afraid it'd turn out to be a bit of a letdown, but it wasn't at all. An awesome local band played, and we all danced. One of them left his pen behind, and I've hung on to it. Whenever I use it, I think about the great time we had. I guess we'll have to wait till we're 18 for another celebration like that.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.